views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today, it's all about the angels and the messages they can bring to us. Intuitive angel readings. If you want to call in for a free mini read with one question, let's keep it to one question. If you come onto the air by calling in, that number is 1-800-930-2819. I also have a list of the email questions that you have sent in, because I put that option out there for those that live in different time zones that may listen to the show later. I mean, where the show is all over everywhere in every time zone. So that is an easier way for you to have an opportunity to send in a question. So I have a list of those here as well. And we had some there was very common questions. So if you hear that question come up, instead of individually saying all these different names for the same question, you'll know that question was yours. So it's interesting how there was similar, and they were different topics, but most of them were about change. And that's important, and that's why I love doing something like this. We haven't had a show where we've done just this for a while. So I wanted to put it out there for you today, because there's so much going on with change. We're all quite busy. Have you been feeling very busy to the point where time is just speeding up so fast you're trying to keep up? For those in the Northeast, boy, they're still digging out. What a sight. Has anybody seen those pictures from the Northeast? My goodness. We just got blasted with some snow. Nothing like you're having up north, but we had it here in Virginia Beach as well, and we're still frozen out there on the streets. For us Southerners, we're not quite as adept on the roads in our vehicles. So I prefer not to even get in one until it's gone. But, you know, we have a lot to appreciate. You know, we have a lot out there going on. We have a lot of things that we could complain about, or we could say, you know what, how can I make this a great experience? You know, if you're going through some challenges, because people, you know, they've had the snow collapsing in their roofs of their homes, and, you know, they're going through something, but, you know, what can we take out of that in a positive? And I know that's sometimes frustrating when it's actually happening, but I give you that because we can shift the energy and the dynamic of how we're experiencing everything in life. So with angel messages or intuitive readings, we're looking at the energy. We're looking at that energy that's coming through, that's in your energy field, the things that are concerning you. And with angel messages, they give us positive to help us bust through where we feel stuck. You know, like it says in the intro of the show, where can we find a way past this barrier that we just can't seem to find a way around? So we have callers lining up here. Oh, my goodness, we sure do. So let's go ahead and start, because we have a few on the line. Let's take on the first caller. We have Juanita from Kansas. Hello, Juanita. You are on the air.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hi. What is your question?
My question is, in a past life, I guess I starved to death, and I just want to know, I've been going through a binge where I can't quit eating, and I've gained a lot of weight.
Okay.
I just want to know, what can I do to break this? I sometimes I'm able to, control it, and I know I'm mm-hmm. not going to starve again.
But okay, I actually got quite a bit coming in for you. I've got some good stuff for you, and there's things that you can actually be proactive to do. You ready? I know.
Wonderful.
However, when you said, I think I starved to death in a past life, I was really feeling that. So I went there with you. Okay.
Yeah.
The first thing that came in, the eating is trying to overcompensate. You know how we go the opposite direction? You know, it's trying to overcompensate. So there's a wire that sort of got you living like you were back then. Like, I've got to stock up because I don't want to be hungry. So that's just in that subconscious. Okay. Here's the thing that you can do to kind of hit the switch and reset and reboot the whole thing. You need to detox. Detox, detox. Have you ever done a detox?
I've tried to.
Okay. Here's the one that I really think will make a big difference for you. And you're not going to love it, probably. But it's an interesting one because I do this one. It's huge. It really changes the way food is just trying to control you, so to speak. And that's the apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon, twice a day. But you don't have to just swallow it. Dilute it in some water. Put some coconut water in with it, or put some honey in it, something like that. You can dilute that so it's not so strong. But if you can do that twice a day, that's going to help with your liver and really mm-hmm. cleanse that liver out from what's going on with the ketchup. Because there's a part of us that gets kind of angry with what we went through in the past lifetime. And we don't realize that there's a slight anger that may be embedded, but I'm really drawn to detoxing your liver.
Okay.
Yeah. So what'll happen
Dr.
is you'll
Jen?
Go, drink that in at least 8 ounces of water before you eat something, like at a meal. You don't have to do this, but twice a day. And you don't need any more than a tablespoon at a time because you're going to go, whoa, hello, that just hit my glands and my throat. Because it's apple cider vinegar. But when you dilute it, it's fine. And get an organic one.
Okay.
Get an organic one just for this purpose, okay?
I'm using the Bragg's
Perfect.
Vinegar.
That's the one I use. Yep.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to talk about brands, but anyway. Anyway, yeah, yes. That's a good one. But have you ever done that?
Yes, I have. I do it. I've tried it many times because I've heard of the benefits of doing that, but I can't tolerate it, and it just immediately, my stomach just wants to burst.
Okay, right behind that, half a cup of coconut milk.
Okay, half a cup of coconut milk.
Organic, unsweetened. Try to get the sugars out of your diet as much as possible because they actually manipulate your brain in a weird way of saying it. They make you think you're hungrier than you are, and you're not.
Okay.
So pull the sugars out, okay? Pull the sugars out. But do this. Give yourself 30 days of being really good with it. But if you drink a little bit of coconut milk right behind that, that's going to really help with what that's feeling like with your stomach. It's because it's trying to... there's a resistance, and I have to hurry up. We're getting ready to go to break. There's a resistance in your body to accept the change that you're trying to put in because it wants to hold on to that past life. It wants to hold on to that experience like, no, we have to do this. So you're going to override that with your higher self, and you're going to go, no, I hear you, and you'll respect it. You'll say, okay, I hear what you want to do, and you're trying to keep this, but we're going to change it. We're going to do this now. So that's what you want to do with your mindset.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you for calling in, because that's a good question for a lot of people. So thank you.
I hope it's helpful for everyone. Thank you.
We are going to take a short break. If you want to get in on the intuitive reads for the hour, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And that was a nice choice, Brian. Thank you for that one.
Oh, you're the best.
I wasn't quite sure where that was going, but that was good. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today we are all about the intuitive angel readings for all these changes that are going on in our life. What to do? How do we move through this? If you feel stuck, if you want to get in on the queue, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to bring on another caller now. We have Kristen from Maryland. Hello, Kristen. You're on the air.
Hi, Jen. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, hello, hello. Hello, Kristen in Maryland. What can we do for you today?
I've been meaning to reach out to you for a while, and I popped on your Facebook page and saw that you were doing angel readings today, and I'm like, well, I guess that was my inspiration. So I thought I'd call in, and the second you mentioned change, I'm like, well, now I know why. So lots of change going on in my life and looking for some guidance perhaps on how to manage that successfully without, you know,
feeling freaked out.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is a great question for everybody. I want to say thank you for calling in and sharing that with all of the listeners, because it's one of the biggest common denominators in all the questions that I'm seeing coming in. And the change is so unknown to us. It's so foreign. We're not used to it. We're just, you know, what do we do here? Whatever the change may be, whether it's career or a relationship, we immediately will find ourselves not realizing that we are resisting it before we're allowing it to unfold. Sometimes we try to hold. No, don't change. I want change, but no, I want to know what all the details are before they happen. So an angel reading that's coming in for you is Ariel, with courage to not be afraid of the unknown. And this is a time where you don't have to feel like you have to overdo or overcompensate, is what I'm feeling for you, Kristen. Ariel mm-hmm. comes in because it's like you need courage to not be afraid to. It's very similar to the love and not be afraid to lose. Yours is not be afraid of trying something and it not being perfect. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Because you, what she said, I always see Ariel as feminine. I don't know what that is about women, courage. I don't know. And angels are genderless, so bear with me on that. But what I'm feeling is that you have to just not be afraid to try things, because it feels like you need to go out and just taste test life.
Okay.
And not be afraid that it works out perfectly or not work out perfectly, because everything that we do brings us to a place where we've learned something from that experience. And I feel that you need to do that a little bit and not be afraid of it. Not be afraid that, okay, I may try this, I'm going to do this one, and that, okay, you'll get halfway down the road of it and you may not want to keep doing that. Obligation trips you up. Does that make sense? That just tripped me up. It interrupted me, actually. That thought just said, you need to talk to her about the obligation thing. She stays so obligated when she should just say, stop, I need to cut it off and change path. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly does.
It kind of hit me in the face. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to throw that back at you because that's for you. I'm like, whoa, okay. Where did that come from? They wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. So, for example, Ariel's saying, don't be afraid to try something new. Okay, and this doesn't matter what the area of life it is. It's just, you know, this is what this is about in general. And you go down there and you may love some of it. You may put all your energy into it and then you'll get halfway down the road or you'll complete it. It's like a completed task. Like, I think I've done everything I can do with this when I'm ready to do something else. Don't feel like you have to stay in it because you're obligated. And that when I say that, it's not an irresponsibility. You know, some people will go, oh, they'll take that as like, oh, I can be irresponsible and just give up on people. No. No, you follow through and you find a place where you can go a separate direction, you know, like close ties off, but then move on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like just, you know, be irresponsible with it. It's, you know, be responsible, but also allow yourself change and change of direction. What is happening with all the change right now is major change of direction for everybody. One of the common things is, I don't even know. I went through all this, you know, to make myself a better person. And now I don't know what to do with myself because, you know, what you used to do just doesn't feel You don't even enjoy it anymore. As you soul growth and ascend, you're going to find that. Is that happening to you?
Significantly.
As you've grown, it's just not the same enjoyment in certain areas of life?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. Yeah, that one just popped in too. It's a bit like push that in. And so they really, really wanted to bring you a few things to think about. So Ariel came in first, so that was the strongest one. Like, don't be afraid of the change. Don't be afraid to try something new. And then you're looking for, once the energy is into an area of life that makes you feel alive again and awake and excited and brings your energy into it, mm-hmm. Now your energy starts to move in that, and it helps the other that you're trying to let go of dismantle. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Yeah, boy. Now I can hear your wheels spinning in your head. There's going to be smoke coming out of your ears in a minute. No, I can just feel those wheels in your head spinning really fast. Don't try to overanalyze it. Look at it as an exciting opportunity. It's kind of like the adventure that an athlete would have, but on a spiritual level.
Okay, I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, I don't know if I want to put that camera on my forehead, on my helmet, and go down that really steep mountain on a bike, like some of them are doing. I mean, wow, talk about adventure, like, whoa. No, I wouldn't be doing that, but it's exciting like that because it feels a little bit like that, right? It feels like, what am I doing? Am I self-destruct? No, you're not self-destructing. You're reorganizing your energy to take you forward into where you are today. Because you're not who you were a year ago. You're not who you were a month ago.
All right.
Yeah. How's that for you? Does that work?
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. It was great to hear from you. And I wish you the best. I'd love a follow-up, see how it's going.
I'll keep in touch.
All right. You take care. Thank you for calling in, Kristen. Okay, let's see. Where's our time? Ooh, let me take a quick email one. And if you can hang on, caller, we'll bring another caller on after the break. But I'm going to take an email because I do have several of the emails that came in. And one of them that came in was about how their dreams keep changing. Now, has anybody out there noticed that, what the caller, I had this come in from several emails in general. My dreams are changing. I don't know what to make of them. I've been trying to find a new direction in life, with career. One of them was for their love life. One of them was for a location move. It was all these different topics, but it was all about their dreams changing. So I want to address that. Angels come into our dreams quite a bit, and they help guide us, especially if you're asking for that help. And in particular for this one about the dreams changing, they are showing you what you don't know in your conscious mind, what you need to know. And whoever or no matter how many people are in that dream or what's going on, it's going to always be what you need to know about you. Okay? So if you're seeing a lot of interesting travel dreams, for example, you're walking or you're crawling or you're in a speed car, look at the mode of travel. How fast is it going? How slow is it going? I mean, if it's going super slow, like you're crawling, or it's a turtle, you're riding on the back of a turtle or something crazy like that, it's going a little slow. That's going to tell you that the timeline's going to take a little longer, and you may be feeling a little impatient with that. Sometimes that's telling you it's going too slow. Is there something you can do to help increase momentum? So you kind of look at these as clues and tips. Now, when angels bring in messages for us, they're not trying to tell you what to do. They're guiding you and giving you some suggestions and some positive energy to help you make choices that will help you move through the blockages. So the dreams are coming through quite a bit for people, and they're going to. We're in a new moon right now that just happened yesterday, actually, and it was a pretty good new moon. When you have a new moon come in, that's a time of trying something new. So right now we are in the influence of that for a few days of, wow, this is a great energy to, work on the new. Okay. Full moons are for releasing the old. New moons are new, something new, a birth of something new. Where in your life can you make the most of the energy in this moment right now And if you could do it, what would you do right now in this moment, if you could, where there was no obstacles? And whatever comes to your mind, make a list of some things. Okay, well, what would it take to make that happen? And start seeing what you can do with it. Because you might be quite surprised if you just put a couple of minutes of energy into it, you're going to find that you can receive answers and guidance and thoughts and ideas and creative outlets on, oh, wait, I could do this. And that would be a step in the right direction. And that's how you make more happen. On that note, when we come back, we'll be taking another caller. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We are doing intuitive angel readings during the show. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, we've been doing intuitive angel readings for this hour. If you missed the first part, we've already had a couple of callers, and we're taking them also from the emails that people sent in prior to the show. Obviously, I can't, if you send it in now, I won't see it because I have all that turned off. So you send it in prior if you live in a different time zone, and you can always listen to the archive for an answer. But now we're going to bring in the next caller. We have Anna from California. Hello, Anna. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Jen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
And I'm I'm doing great. I just wanted to see, I was asking for some guidance from my angels. I would like to know how I can overcome my financial debt. It's something that worries me a lot, and I just need some guidance. I feel like I have a block in my financial mm-hmm. status for some reason.
Okay, and you
so
worry about
for some
it a
guidance.
Lot. Is that what you said?
I do.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. Well, there's fear of money. Let's it's fear of money. Mm-hmm. This is going to sound crazy, but it's actually not really. It's not crazy, but it's just something that is a common one. And you can do this. And so I'm going to give you a couple of tips and just bear with me. You might want to write them down and ask for them to come through where you'll start to see them in insight. So if it doesn't
I'm
make
ready.
Sense right now, okay. Michael
okay.
comes mm-hmm. in right away for you because he's the one to go to, the go-to angel for fear, okay?
Okay.
Finance, life purpose, all of that makes sense, okay? Now, fear
okay.
is an energy, and without realizing it, when we are so under the, if we're underwater on debt, or debt has just overcome us, we get into a mindset where we don't realize it, that we actually believe that this is it. You know, this is all we see. All we see is the debt because the focus is worrying about it so much. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know that you know about this. You've studied this, trying to overcome it. Yours is feeling yeah. like a mental body, analytical overprocessing. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Oh, that's okay. When we're overanalyzing or we're are overthinking something, that's mental energy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what okay. I mean by that. And we can be very spiritual beings and still have we still have a left brain that's doing this. Your spiritual side okay. can create a new outlet when it can, you know, move to the right side of the brain, so to speak. Now, Michael is suggesting mm-hmm. that the focus, you're trying to find something to put the focus on and not be afraid to have money. It's almost like
correct.
If you have money, it's going to get taken from you or obligated to somebody else. I feel
that's exactly what it is.
Like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. I have been trying to save, and I made a plan for this year, and I started saving, and I started really great, but then something happens. And I go backwards, so I'm back at zero. So I haven't been able to save either. So my debt is bigger than my savings.
Okay. Okay. And that's where the fear is locking it in. And it's very in the, it's very much in the subconscious. It's not right a conscious awareness yet. So that's the intention with the angels. It's like, I need a conscious awareness of, you know, what's going on. So that's why it's not clicking and feels like a block. Because it's okay. kind of a hidden energy for you. This mm-hmm. is something that feels it's, let me say it this way. If I have plenty of money in the bank, I'm afraid I will lose it. So it's almost like there's such a fear if there is money there, it's going to be taken or obligated somewhere else. Like what I was saying earlier, that can come from a mindset or, you know, it can even come from upbringing or just your attitude or your perspective toward money. Like I need to deserve money. I need to know that I'm worthy of having some in my bank. We sometimes are feel like we're not good enough if we have all of this money. And it sounds really backwards mm-hmm. because here we are trying to save, but we won't allow ourselves to save because of the energy toward the money. Does that make sense? Sort
yes.
of, maybe. It's
yes.
complicated.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
It just seems that I have those patterns where I start good and then something happens right. and then I have to take everything out of the savings. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like I am blocked, but I don't know how to get out of that block.
Okay. Well, Michael really wants to work with you on a daily basis on this. And it's
okay.
like, put some things in place that hold you accountable. For example, one example would be like if you, and I'm not suggesting you do this, but even if it was a small amount, say $25, $50, and I don't even know if you can buy those out there, but if, say you bought a CD that you can't touch for a year or there's penalties on a real small okay. amount when you do have it, Okay. You may not have that right now. Mm-hmm. That's a way to teach yourself, I'm not going to touch that if something comes up, because that's not money. Your belief is I need that money to fix the problems that pop up in life. And
that is correct.
You see what I'm saying? So if you kind of, you're putting a self, you're holding yourself in check, you see? So if it's too easy to access, oh, well, I can just go get that and put it back later. That's what you want to shift up. And Michael's saying, let me help you, because don't be afraid of what life hands to you, because you would be surprised. A lot of people think, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this without. Actually, if you were to put yourself on a cash-only basis, and this happens a lot with people that go through bankruptcy. You know, they ended up on a cash-only basis, whether they wanted to be or not. But you can do that without having to go through that, even if it's starting out with $10. It's like, okay, this is what I have to spend, and I'm not going to buy that until I can put it in this little account and save up for that. Say you want something for $50, and you might take you 5 months to save up for it. It's teaching yourself the discipline to come out of the debt, okay? Because once you show that you have intention to shift that energy, then the universe is going to come and back you up, and then the abundance will start to really happen for you and start to move quicker. And you were asking for how to bust out of this, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, well, leave it to the angels. They'll give you something proactive to do so you're a participant in your own growth, because, you know, it's not like, oh, okay, just think this. They want you to take action in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So basically work with Michael every day.
Work with him every day, because he can organize your, you know, the logical part of life. He is about your life purpose. He's about the fears. Ask him to remove the fears, because you don't want to be afraid. Because what I'm feeling is that when you have money built up in your savings, now you start stressing about something happening to it.
That's correct.
Or it's going to go, it's not going to stay. And you don't want to feel that energy actually manifests that to happen.
Okay.
So you see what I mean? So you're looking to like, no, I'm going to feel good. And you don't want to feel like you never can reward yourself. So, you know, okay, I want something for $50. If I have to put $5 away a month for 10 months, that's what I'm going to do. And you've earned, it's like you feel good about it. You put that aside for it. But if you're really trying to not touch it at all and have a savings, look at a different way of doing it where there's penalties to draw it, like a CD.
Okay.
That's an example. I mean, there's lots of different things you can do with that. Those Christmas savings accounts that banks do. These are things Michael's popping up in my head to tell you. But the belief and the fear of something's going to take it away if I have it is what's causing the barrier and the block. That is what I'm identifying as the block. It's
okay.
Like, I want the savings,
so
and then when I have it, I worry about it.
Right, because it's the pattern that I have lived all my life. This has been going for a long time. I save, and then either my car breaks down or something, I have to pay a bill. I mean, you know, something happens where I have to get it out to pay for that bill.
Right, and that's that energy, that intention, and your affirmation is, I am financially abundant, even if you don't feel like it right now. I am financially abundant. Is your daily affirmation right now. I am safe. I am safe to be financially abundant. And that might be a good one to put in, because that's the opposite of fear. But when we're trying to, you're trying to restructure and put in new patterns for your financial situation. And it means going and swimming upstream against what is ingrained in what you've always done. So at first it's like, whoa, that feels like I'm swimming upstream. Yes, it will. But what Michael wants to work with you every day, and you ask him and he will. So when you start to feel overwhelmed by it, help him, ask him to lift that fear away. Ask him to lift that fear of, oh no, I'm not going to have enough for my car or whatever, because those fears manifest those things. So you want to bust through that. It will take some effort. It's going to feel like you're in boot camp a little bit for your finances with the angels. Okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jen. I appreciate it.
You did ask, and boy, they came back with an answer, but I have to go to break. And Anna, thank you. That was a great question for everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We have been doing the intuitive angel readings here for this hour. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
On the blind side and down the back ways, the roads are sad and slow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. The sweet talk, make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise. I am the hallelujah man. Break all the rules. I'm the king of fools. I'm the renegade in this great time. I'll do what I think to bring it.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-B-INTUIT.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Boy, we've had a busy hour. We've been doing the angel intuitive readings for the hour, and we've had some great questions and great callers. I want to say thank you for calling in during the show because all those questions were great for a lot of people out there. We also were receiving a lot from email. So I'm going to go back to the emails. And one of the common questions was people that have been going through a major physical life-threatening illness. Okay. That is a big challenge in life. And I had several questions from people that were going through that, or they've recovered, or they are on the mend, and now they find themselves where all of their energy was going into healing for maybe a few years. They are at this place now that they can get back out there and they have a healthy body, they don't know what to do. They felt stuck and they felt the change. They were feeling so much that they weren't the person they were. Well, no, they're not, because whatever all that energy was that manifested, we're talking energy healing now, the metaphysical perspective on a physical illness. The energy is the root cause of why it manifested to begin with. And why was that challenge there for my soul growth? You're in this place of taking your path and journey into a new direction. Archangel Jeremiah came in so much for every one of those that brought that question up. Archangel Jeremiah does life review. Okay, you don't have to pass and be on the other side to have that life review thing. You can do that right now. And I highly recommend doing that, you know, every few months, actually. It stays on track and it doesn't stack up. If you're in this place where you're trying to come back into your life, the first thing we try to do is go straight into what we always did before. Okay, let me get back at it. You try, and it just is not there. That enthusiasm for it isn't there. Jeremiah is saying this is a life review. This is a review to see if this is where you really want to be. This is a time for you to be very clear, and it's an opportunity with that blank canvas, so to speak, of life where I need to let this go and I need to take this on, or I need to go in a different direction, or I need to simplify my life. My life was way too complicated. I had too many things in it. It could be a number of things like that. He's asking for you to allow yourself that life review time, work with your spirit guides, your angels, your higher self to really tap in with meditation. Meditation is so powerful for that. Wow, isn't it? It's so powerful for that. And just sitting and being quiet and just putting it out there, what you want clarification on, and just sitting in the quiet for 5 minutes. You may have to do that a few times before something starts to click for you. And then go about your day. Don't try to sit and make it happen. Try to be in a place, and I say try because that's what it's going to feel like, but you're looking to be in a place of contentment without needing your life so full that you don't have time to be in a quiet place with your higher self or in that spiritual state of gratitude. That is, in general, and I do want to say that across the whole board for everybody, one of the biggest messages that came through, I've been really receiving a lot that's for everybody, and they are very much for myself as well. I'm very humbled by some of the ones coming in. They are coming in where you're in a place of change, and they really want you to seriously sit down and look at how many things are in your life that are taking up so much of your time and depleting you, and you're just doing it because you feel like you should, or it's an obligation, And it's really not going anywhere. Is it just empty energy just being leaked out of you? Look at where you need to let something go. This is very important, especially if you're coming out of a recovery from something very serious, because those things happen because of the energy that is intense in your field. So you're looking to not repeat that, right? You want to move forward a better higher being at a higher frequency. You've had time for deep soul searching while you were recovering. Now you're looking to really move into a place of life where I'm okay the way I am if I'm not doing anything right now. Being content without a whole list of things to do allows you to be present and aware of all the wonderful things in life that we might be missing because we're so busy we can't see them or we can't appreciate them. Simplifying life is a very spiritual practice, actually, and there's nothing wrong with that. People do it where they downsize their house, or they downsize and go to a simpler job. Maybe the money's not as much, so they just downsize and keep it simple, but they actually feel more abundant. Don't be afraid to let something go that needs to move on, because you might be holding everybody involved up. You might be, you know, just holding an energy stagnant that needs to go in two different directions for everybody to soar even higher. I know that I can be very devoted to things, and that I have to really stop and make myself do that as well. I really highly recommend meditation for that, because if you can give yourself 5 minutes a day, you're going to give yourself more than you ever knew you could be. You're just going to find that life opens up for you. It doesn't take a lot of time. If you feel like you don't have time for 5 minutes, then you got too much going on. It's overloaded, because that should never feel like you don't have time for that. I know, what a reality check. If you feel so busy that you don't have 5 minutes to just be quiet and listen to and connect for guidance on a daily basis, then there's too much going on. Way too much. So that one was very powerful to me, because that's pretty serious when you have those life-threatening physical illnesses and all your energy goes into surviving it and getting through it. And then when you come out of it, now what do I do? And you may want to change your diet. You may not enjoy the same activities. You may have a very different perspective on life. I mean, there's an appreciation and a frequency and a soul growth that happens with every challenge out there. It doesn't have to just be a physical one. It could be like your house burnt down or something like that. I mean, it could be really intense like that. It could be so many different things. You're looking for appreciating those smaller nuances in life, the simpler side of life, because they can bring so much peace and relaxation to you and truly connect you with your higher self and what it's really all about. I have really enjoyed bringing this one to you today. We haven't done this one in a while, so we really wanted to do that. Let me know your thoughts. I just wanted to put a quick reminder out before we go off the air. February 23rd is the beginning of the intuition development class that I'm doing online. It's an online course at your own pace. It begins February 23rd, but you can start it at any time. It's going to be available. It's intuition and the eighth chakra connection, and it's a great course if you're really ready to dive in a little bit deeper. It's more in-depth and advanced. So I really enjoy teaching people how to connect and trust their own intuition and not be afraid of the things that come through in answers and the experiences. And I mean, angels they'll tell you to go for it in a heartbeat. We'll ask for what to do, and then they'll say, go for it. And we're like, deer in the headlight, right? You don't want to be like that. So go check it out. Go over to the website. Go grab your free energy ebook if you subscribe to the newsletter. And I highly encourage you to do that for upcoming show listings to be on my newsletter I send out weekly. And with that, I wish everyone much love, much happiness, healing, and abundance in all areas of life. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.